大家好，大家好。Welcome. I am Alain Crozier, the chairman and CEO of Microsoft Greater China. And the China team is really proud to host this global Win Hack event here in Shenzhen for the second time. There's hundreds of partners here in the room, but we have also thousands watching online. So thank you for spending the 2 days with us, and we are super excited to be with you for this Win Hack event. Microsoft business model is all about building a strong and broad ecosystem of innovative partners. That is why we have Win Hack here in Shenzhen, to speak with you, to learn from you, the technology visionaries in our partner ecosystem. When President Xi visited Redmond last summer, he got to see some of the amazing devices that were created by our partners here in Shenzhen. What you've been able to do in just the past few years is absolutely astounding. The China technology ecosystem, it's over 140 Shenzhen partners who have developed more than 300 Windows devices. They are sold in 75 countries around the world, and they bring in 8 billion RMB of revenue for the partners here in Shenzhen. Yeah, yeah. 8 billion and growing. At Microsoft, we build technology that empower our customers and partners to do great things. We are very excited to see the amazing things we will create together. There's an old proverb: if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. We believe, together we will innovate. Together we will make a difference for technology, for business, but also for the society. We'll go far and fast together. So today we have two amazing, distinguished technical leaders with us. One, Terry Myerson, and the second one, Alex Kipman. You will love what they're going to tell you. You will love what they're going to show you. So I'm sure you will enjoy Win Hack. So now, let's start the show. Thank you.
The real question that needs to be asked as well as answered is, what is it that we can do that is unique, that is impactful?
It began with the question and a desire to make a difference. What we do impacts each and every one of us.
Technology has the power to unite us.
That is something to be celebrated.
When I lost my eyesight, I thought that my pain
We are going to empower every individual and every organization.
So I opened a fridge with a Lego.
To achieve more,
we can study black rhinos without disturbing their natural environment, so we can help keep them safe.
Technology has changed Braylon's life by opening up the world for him.
It is a process of continuous renewal. It is about looking forward.
Whatever I can do to help compute a cure for cancer, that's what I'd like to do.
I can do.
And asking the question, what can we do together? There is no limit to how far we can go.
If you dream big enough and believe in your dreams, you can make it happen.
Thanks so much for being with us today at WinHack, our Windows Hardware Engineering Community event here in Shenzhen, China. I feel so lucky to be here with all of you because I know that we're all driven by this mutual passion to build technology that serves everyone all around the world. Technology not just for all of us, but technology that's been designed for each of us. At Microsoft, we challenge everyone in our ecosystem, from silicon engineers, to hardware developers, to software developers, to our marketing and retail partners, to empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more. I'm Terry Meyerson, and I lead the Windows and Devices team at Microsoft. And I'm so excited to be here today in China, where 25% of our Windows customers live. And I'm so excited to be here with so many of our partners who share this mission to delight the billions of people all around the world using Windows with amazing Windows devices. People with different interests, different careers, different talents, but people who all share something in common. We are all creators of our individual lives. And as creators, we need technology that serves all aspects of our lives, both work and play. Consider Vitor from Brazil. Vitor is an active software developer who uses a Dell Inspiron to build the Universal Code Editor, a very highly rated universal Windows app. He started hosting events in Brazil to teach other people how to code, teaching them how critical user feedback is as part of the engineering process. Vitor is a creator who is changing the world through the apps he builds and by building a community of other people to be creators themselves. Or Shi Yue here in China. She's a Windows 10 fan who can't live without her Asus Republic of Gaming PC and her favorite games Inside and Dark Souls 3. Her love of PC gaming has led her to pursue video game commentary, and she is now one of the top 10 Weibo video game gaming influencers here in China. Shi Yue is a creator who is following her community, is following her passion to create a community of gamers. And then there's Greg Lin, an architect in the United States who is transforming the way buildings are designed using Microsoft HoloLens, the world's first fully untethered holographic computer that runs Windows 10. Greg is redesigning a factory in Detroit with HoloLens and Trimble's Universal Windows app to get a sense of space, form, and scale, so he can easily visualize his ideas and make decisions more quickly. Greg is a creator that's doing just amazing work and recreating the landscape of Detroit. We've been humbled by the demand by creators all around the world, like Greg, to build solutions that change the way we work, learn, and play. But HoloLens is now only available in 9 markets around the world. So I'm pleased to announce today that we've submitted HoloLens to China for regulatory approval and expect to have it available for developers here in the first half of 2017. We cannot wait to see the incredible 3D content our creative partners here in China will build. So no matter which Windows 10 device our customers use, where they live, or what they do, together, we build Windows devices to be their place to create and play. And that is the Windows 10 Creators Update. A release inspired by every person using our products. With the initial releases of Windows 10, we began laying the foundation with Windows Ink in the pen, with mixed reality in HoloLens, and with Xbox on Windows 10. And over the next 2 days here at WinHack, we're going to talk to you how to create amazing new Windows devices that unlock the creator in each of us. First, let's talk about how the Creators Update is expanding our vision for mixed reality, which includes virtual reality, augmented reality, and holographic computing, with 3D for everyone. So each of us can create, share, and experience 3D and mixed reality. In September, I got to attend Minecon, our annual Minecraft event with 14,000 attendees. I watched thousands of kids interacting fluidly with their 3D Minecraft worlds, moving around the 3D world as naturally as we scroll through a document. Likewise, we're all now seeing these amazing 4K televisions. But then I consider, what are we going to be able to do when the whole world can be our display? With the Creators Update, Windows 10 customers will be able to turn on their device and immediately start creating in Paint 3D. Start scanning in 3D, start printing in 3D, start sharing in 3D, and start experiencing mixed reality. It's so clear to me that 3D and mixed reality is our future. And to tell you more, please welcome Alex Kittman.
Shisha Terry. Datya Tao Shanghao. Hanrun Xing Lai Dao Jie Li. Mixed reality is the future of computing, and it will forever change the way we create, communicate, learn, and play. Innovation in this space continues to accelerate, and China is at the forefront of making mixed reality mainstream. Mixed reality enables a new world where the physical and the digital finally get to meet. A world where we can blend the virtual into the physical and the physical into the virtual. A world where the environment around us becomes the canvas, unlocking amazing new experiences that works in the space around us instead of behind our limited screens. By next year, we will have devices of all shapes and sizes capable of mixing realities. From tethered desktop to portable mobile-powered ones, from opaque displays to see-through lenses and everything in between. And Windows 10 will continue to lead the space as the only platform to enable mixed reality devices to interact with each other through a single and consistent interface, standardized input, and a universal app platform for our developers to target. Windows 10 is also the best operating system for mixed reality devices. The best at perceiving our world and breaking down the barriers between physical and virtual realities. Let's take a look at how Windows 10 can alter realities across people, places, and things. Here, we have an office filled with real things. Let's now adjust reality by adding virtual objects to this physical space. Notice how these objects are aware of the real surfaces in the office. Next, let's replace the real person with an avatar. This allows her to be present, even though she's not physically in the room. Now, let's adjust the entire environment and make it virtual. Notice how the virtual objects and the avatars continue to persist. Finally, let's anchor back this entire virtual scene back to the original physical room. A subtle boundary grid can reveal real obstacles, making it safer to walk around this virtual environment. This is the future of computing. And this is what we mean when we say mixed reality. And my favorite part? Windows 10 is enabling mixed reality for everyone by not requiring high-end computers or expensive. Windows 10 PCs, and light up across a variety of head-mounted displays. From fully self-contained holographic computers like HoloLens to the most innovative and affordable virtual reality headsets in the market today, like the ones from Lenovo, HP, Acer, Asus, and Dell. And I'm here to invite all of you to become part of this world. Come talk to us about our mixed reality future so that together we can create this exciting new reality. Windows 10 provides the most opportunity for our partners and the most choice for our customers. And today I am excited to announce that 3Glasses is joining our mixed reality landscape. Threeglasses is the leading hardware developer for virtual reality in China. With over 5 million consumers experiencing virtual reality monthly through their headsets. Their latest model, the S1, will fully support Windows 10. To tell you more about this, please help me welcome on stage the CEO of Threeglasses, Jesse.
Hey, 你好.
Good morning. It's my great pleasure and honor to address such an important audience at WinHack. Microsoft brings MR to Windows 10, and this is what VR actually needs. And Windows 10 offers very good user experiences in relation to mixed reality, and this is what we value at 3Glasses, because we can, by taking advantage of Windows 10, bring more of our devices to more consumers and offer them a better and more affordable experiences. And VR is a step closer to our average day-to-day life. The 3Glasses is our third generation head-mounted displays, and it is over 2K high definition and 120 hertz HMD. It offers 6 degree of freedoms of control device. So we're going to offer you even better and more amazing VR experiences. So on this occasion, I'm very happy to tell you that in the first half of 2017, at the price point of $499, we will offer you the new Lampa 3Glasses and HMD device. Now I'd like to invite Ms. Lin Fei to join me to do a demo to you to show how our device is, how amazing our experience our device can offer you. Thank you, Jesse. It's my great pleasure to be here to do this demo for you. Before I start, I will very quickly introduce to you the device I'm going to use. This is the pre-sale Lampo 3Glasses H, the headset. And the cameraman beside me will show you what I see through the device. Okay, let's start. Okay, in this demo, Lin Fei enters into her customized virtual room. Unlike the AR, Lin Fei is not interacting with the environment. She is now in a completely virtual environment. As you can see in this room, the walls and the furniture are more than decorations. Actually, Lin Fei can put her familiar applications onto these walls. So this means this 2D applications are integrated with the 3D environment. She can read her calendar, her pictures, photos, her pet dog, Xiaobai. My dear Xiaobai, I will bring you out after this demo. Okay, let me show you how a video can be played in a virtual environment. On this wall is the Microsoft Edge browser, which is showing Thunder's soccer game. Thunder's performs pretty well these days. It's a team from Seattle. Okay, so in this holographic environment, she can visit all the computer files. Now she is through the 2D display on the wall, enjoying Thunder's local Seattle soccer game, a team soccer game. You see, it's really great to enjoy the game of Thunder's in such a big screen. Go Thunder's! Okay, I think we've shown you videos. Now let's see mixed reality applications. Okay, now we move from 2D to 3D video. Lin Fei opens a video file she recorded recently. The Windows 10 supports 360-degree holographic video. Lin Fei is now immersed in a holographic video she recorded recently in the harbor city of Hong Kong. And the holographic video is getting greater popularity in the consumer market. What is more important is that you can capture holographic video images and put the video image in a virtual environment. And this is what we do now. You can actually interact with this environment. The holographic video image will change as you move across the room. We believe interaction-enabled holographic video is more exciting and more fantastic. You see, this is an interaction. Okay, we've shown you all kinds of videos. Okay, let's have a further look at the MR applications. Win10 offers productive and easy-to-use APIs for developers. Developers can very easily and quickly migrate existing applications onto the Win10 environment. And if you want to create something new, you can do it with Win10. More importantly, Windows 10 supports multiple kinds of HMD, just like the one I am wearing, produced by Three Glasses. Now let me show you something. Application, some sort of interstellar exploration. Okay, on the Lamper S1, this is a holographic video which brings you into the outer space to enjoy the beauty of the solar system. And this is the MR user experience that we can enable on the Win10 platform. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Mingfei. Wasn't that incredible? We just saw the full spectrum of mixed reality content running the Windows 10 Creators Update inside the S1 headset, from 2D applications and videos to fully interactive mixed reality content, to announcing that our movies and TV app will be the best destination for 360-degree videos. But let's talk about what you just saw on stage and why it's so important. Did you notice how Mingfei felt connected to her space? Feeling present in your environment is at the heart of what makes us human. And it's a key ingredient in mixed reality. Being present isn't about just what you see, but more importantly, it's about having the freedom to move around, interact, and explore your world. Today's mobile virtual reality headsets allow only simple rotation of your head, like looking side to side. Now, this may look immersive, but it doesn't feel natural. And it's the difference between being just an observer versus being an engaged participant. In real life, we're used to exploring our world by moving freely in all directions. These stationary head-mounted displays are interesting, but they are not capable of mixing realities. More sophisticated virtual reality headsets do support mixed reality. The S1 we just saw on stage works at desk scale. Mingfei moved around naturally. She could move side to side, she could move forwards and back, and as you saw, she could even stand up. Now, this kind of motion is called translation, and it adds an entirely new dimension to your experiences. Now you can look around objects and explore them in 3D, just like you would in the real world. Other headsets, also capable of mixed reality, work at room scale. They allow you to walk around and further interact with your environment. Now, they usually do this by tracking your location using external sensors. A limitation with this approach is that it requires setting up the entire room, and in some cases, even drilling holes on your wall. Unfortunately, these sensors have limited area of coverage that restrict how far you can actually walk. HoloLens works at world scale by not requiring additional external sensors or any external setup. This is called inside-out tracking, and with the Creators Update, we are bringing this HoloLens capability to all of you, so that together we can engineer the best head-mounted displays of this generation. With no room setup required, the world becomes your canvas, allowing you to be present in your environment in the most natural and immersive ways. Now, with the freedom to move comes the desire to interact. But what's the best way to do this? Once again, we look at the real world for inspiration. As humans, we have evolved to use different tools for different purposes, whether it's our bodies or the instruments that we invent. Mixed reality with Windows 10 celebrates a variety of different inputs, such as motion controllers, game pads, mice and keyboards, and of course, gaze, gesture, and voice. We've even brought Cortana, the most personal digital assistant, to these mixed reality headsets. Windows 10 provides a consistent interface for our customers and a standard platform for our developers, so that these inputs can seamlessly work across a variety of different experiences. The Creators Update has the most choice in head-mounted displays of any other operating system. But we didn't stop there. We also have the most choice of computers that powers these headsets, from affordable PCs to gaming rigs. Windows 10 will support a diverse range of mixed reality content on a wide range of PCs. Our PC spec starts with hybrid graphics systems, like the ones on the Surface Book or the Razer Blade. And by holiday, you include Kaby Lake PCs with integrated graphics. But no experience is complete without content. On this front, I want you to think about four different things. First, with the Creators Update, we are bringing our entire UWP catalog to mixed reality, giving us the biggest catalog with the most variety of content. Second, Microsoft Edge will be the best browser for mixed reality, allowing you and our customers to drag and drop 3D content right into the world. And I'm excited to announce that Edge will also be the most complete browser when it comes to WebVR support. Third, our movies and TV app, as you just saw, will be the best destination for 360-degree videos. And finally, I'm excited to announce that these headsets will start reaching key developers in February at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco. If you're a developer, you can apply by visiting akaiwantmr. Developers will be able to take these dev kits, download a flight of the Creators Update, and start this journey with us developing new and amazing mixed reality content. The future depends on all of us working together. Mixed reality is the future of computing, and the Creators Update makes jumping in easier than ever before. Now, this is just the beginning, and we have so much more to come. I can't wait to see how you transform our world with mixed reality. Xie xie.
Thanks, Alex. 3D and mixed reality creates so much opportunity for new devices. But next, let's talk about another area that offers incredible opportunities for new devices in the Creators Update, and that's gaming. Gamers are some of our biggest Windows fans, and I love seeing the passion from this community all around the world. And this passion, demand which has resulted in growth. Just here in China last year, gaming PC shipments grew 34%. But the future of gaming isn't about just playing games. Last year, 6 million people watched the PC Gaming Championship for League of Legends. That's 36 million people watching one PC gaming event. Young gamers, they're now spending twice as much time watching other people broadcast their gameplay than they are playing games themselves. This year, people watched 50 billion Minecraft videos. This game viewing, it's a real social phenomenon, and we have designed the Windows 10 Creators Update for this phenomenon, for esports and game broadcasting, opening up opportunities for you to build devices that enable elite gamers to battle it out in esports, or help aspiring creators reach millions of new viewers with their own gameplay broadcasts. Please welcome Polly to show you what's new for gaming in the Creators Update.
谢谢 Terry。
游戏方面意味着什么？
Hi, 我是 Xbox 中国团队的 于萍。 As Terry mentioned, Microsoft has been working on PC gaming for 30 years and has 15 years of console gaming experience. We represent high-quality gaming experience, and we're very excited to bring these technologies and experience, and more importantly, the fun of gaming, to a much broader array of Windows 10 users.Through Windows 10 platform, we're creating incredible opportunities for gamers and our partners to drive gaming forward on the PC. And we pay attention to three areas of innovation. Firstly, empowering more common gamers to become game broadcasters and esports players. And secondly, enabling the best gaming accessories. And thirdly,ensuring the PC continues to deliver great gaming graphics. Like Terry mentioned, now people are so enthusiastic about game broadcasting and people invest a lot of time for it. And our goal is to make every gamerA game broadcaster. As you all know, earlier this year we acquired Beam Company, which has very cool technologies which could reduce the delay of the video. So we'll use this technology into Windows 10 Creator Update and to expand our DVR function to make all gamers to do game broadcasting on Windows 10 PCs. So let me show you how it works. Now I turn on this Horizon 3, and before I go in the game, let me show you how easy it is to start broadcasting. I press Windows plus G on my keyboard to bring up the game bar. Then I move it to the side so you can see the game clearly. And then all I have to do is to click this button to start broadcasting. So in just a few seconds, we are having the game broadcasting. My Xbox Live friends and followers can see me broadcasting my real-time gameplay. Now, please see my chat window. You can see my first follower, Alan Stuck. He thinks I'm really good. And also in my game, my audience will have no delay in the video. You can see I have more and more audience because Xbox is telling my followers, my friends that I'm broadcasting. And also people can use PC or phone through Xbox Live to watch my broadcasting. So isn't that cool? So now anyone master. To deliver this, Game DVR uses the broadly available 8.264 hardware encode functionality on modern hardware. I think most of the computers already have this function, so any gamers can easily become a game broadcaster. There are no additional hardware requirements for being broadcasting on top of what Game DGR already needs on Windows 10 today. Windows 10 has more and more gaming experience. As we enable more and more gaming experience on Windows 10, the best gaming PCs should ship multi-core processors so gamers can play, record, and broadcast all simultaneously. We could not talk about gaming without talking about competition, particularly in China. There are lots of small championships and tournaments held every year where gamers compete with each other. These tournaments are typically arranged by game developers or professional tournament companies. With the Windows 10's creator update, we're making it possible for all of us. Every PC gamers can create tournaments right from their PC. With capabilities like Beam and tournaments, Windows 10 is the best platform for PC gaming. We certainly do not stop there. PC gamers love their mouse and keyboards, and always will. But more and more we see controllers being connected to PCs. As PCs are increasingly attached to the living room televisions and taken with gamers on the go, so wireless gamepad performance is a key gaming concern. And at Xbox, we have invested to ensure that every PC gamer has the choice of world-class gaming controllers. Today, the Xbox controller offers Bluetooth wireless support, making this compatible with and a great option for Bluetooth and enabled PCs. Xbox controllers with Bluetooth wireless support or with the Xbox wireless adapter are ready to be bundled with gaming PCs today. We also have 15 years of R&D in the Xbox wireless radio. We are now beginning to bring that to gaming PCs. We do this to deliver lower latency for high-performance gaming, support for up to 8 simultaneous gamepads, a simultaneous audio signal, and increased wireless range. Finally, let's talk about gaming graphics. PC has been the leader in 4K gaming, and PC gaming innovation never slows down. Two of the newest technologies are high dynamic range and wide color gamut. Windows 10 has already started to support these new technologies for game developers and in the creators update. In the creator update, we'll be expanding this support to our hardware partners as new compatible displays become commercially available. Our hardware partners shipping Windows 10 notebooks and 2-in-1s with bright internal panels will be able to deliver HDR streamings. For Windows 10 PCs with discrete graphic cards connecting to TVs or monitors that support 10-bit HDR, the creators update will deliver the foundational technology for 3A games and videos, which will showcase ultra-high definition quality content with 4K and HDR. Systems with discrete graphics card outfitted with white color gamut support meant for professional creative application scenarios will be able to accurately and faithfully recreate vibrant colors as closely as the content creator intended. We can see all these creative application scenarios will be able to accurately and faithfully create vibrant colors. All these are built on our DirectX 12 technology, our fastest adoptive version of DirectX ever. Great games taking advantage of DirectX 12 include Ashes of the Singularity, Mankind Divided, and our own Xbox game for Windows 10, Forza Horizon 3, and Gears of War 4. With the Creators Update, we are building Windows 10 into a best platform for game broadcasting and 4K gaming and entertainment. The Chinese gaming market is growing at 34%. We hope to work with you on a great future with Windows 10 platform.
Can't wait to see how you will embrace 3D, mixed reality, esports, game broadcasting, and so much more in the Creators Update. And of course, the Creators Update is going to ship for free to every Windows 10 device this spring. But the best way to see all of this come to life will be on new devices, devices that showcase the best of what the Creators Update can do. And now today, here at WinHack, we have a really special opportunity because for the first time, we're going to look beyond the Creators Update at what comes next. Windows has always been about these deep partnerships with an incredibly rich ecosystem, partnerships that marry the best of innovation across hardware, software, and services. And in doing so, we produce a beautiful patchwork of choices for customers. And the result from our partnerships isn't one device for all of us, but the right device for each of us. So let's discuss one of the most important choices we make when we design a device, the silicon we choose. We're proud to have been partnering closely with Intel for over 25 years. And during that time, through software and hardware innovation, we've enabled PCs to become capable of things people could only have dreamed of. And together, we see the next generation of PCs as being capable of even more unbelievable things, helping people to be more creative, more productive, and have more fun than ever before. But today, we want to talk about how we can take it to the next level. We've been partnering with Intel to bring this future to you, and we've called this collaboration Project Evo. Through all levels of our companies, we've harnessed the collective innovation, knowledge, and experience to push and test the boundaries of what the future PC can and will look like. With Project Evo, we will deliver all new ways for devices to light up with the latest in artificial intelligence and Cortana, including far-field speech and wake-on-voice technology, the latest advancements in biometric authentication with Windows Hello, mixed reality experiences for everyone, and gaming innovation like spatial audio and HDR support. I'm incredibly excited about this partnership with Intel to create the future of personal computing. Please welcome Navin Shenoy, Executive Vice President of Intel.
Hey, Terry.
Thanks for joining us. We've been working for some time on Project Evo, so it's great to finally be able to share our progress with this community today.
Yeah. Thanks, Terry. We are super excited at Intel about the partnership with Microsoft on really inventing the future together. As you know, Terry, and as many of you in the audience know, our collaboration has always been about innovation and scale to the entire ecosystem here in China and around the world. We love the big vision you've been laying out so far here for the PC, including, of course, bringing 4G and 5G connectivity to the PC, longer battery life, and smart and connected devices around the globe. So we're super excited, Terry.
And since this mixed reality thing, I mean, it's pretty exciting. I mean, how do you guys think about it at Intel?
Well, I think as you heard from Alex earlier and the collaboration we've had for some time, we announced at IDF, our Intel Developer Conference in August, that we together would give a specification to the industry for the PC to help developers build very powerful mixed reality products and experiences. And that today is what we're doing. Later today, all of you will have access to the joint specification for mixed reality. Of course, that will include a powerful PC, which is and CPU, which is central to the experience. We're going to work closely together to ensure that Windows 10 Creator Update is optimized for the next generation of 6th generation and 7th generation core PCs. And by the end of 2017, as you heard from Alex, and this is really important, mixed reality will scale to the mainstream as we bring mixed reality to native support on Intel HD graphics, really driving the price point down. And then over the future, as we look forward, we're going to work together on new technologies, technologies like our Project Alloy all-in-one HMD reference design, technologies like Optane and RealSense and Thunderbolt. And of course, we want to ultimately get rid of the cable on the HMD altogether with technologies like YGIG.
Now, PC gaming, I mean, there's just an incredible passion, you know, out there for these devices. Yeah. What do you think?
You know, I think the work, you talked a little bit about it, the work we're doing together on 7th generation core to optimize for 4K video playback, for HDR quality playback in terms of gaming, real-time broadcasting capability that you guys talked about earlier, megatasking, this idea that you're going to play the game and stream the game at the same time. All of that and the collective work we're doing is going to make gaming just incredibly good as we look forward. And of course, for the hardware ecosystem here, you guys are doing amazing innovations from a form factor point of view. The VR backpack PCs that are coming, super slim notebooks that can play the games that your previous speaker talked about. And of course, we're really excited about bringing the Xbox controller to the PC for the first time as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much innovation going on there. It's just amazing. I mean, so let's talk about Cortana. I mean, where it's just artificial intelligence, but just interacting with these devices in whole new ways.
Yeah. I think our architects and engineers have been working closely together on adding this far-field speech capability and improved voice activation to the PC. And this is going to make the PC way more intuitive than it is today. I mean, you no longer need to be directly in front of your PC to activate Cortana. From a distance, you will be able to access all of your data on your PC, all of the data in the cloud. You're going to be able to wake up the PC from modern standby, whether the PC is open or whether the PC is shut, with just a simple phrase, "Hey Cortana."
So security, I mean, from a device opportunity, I mean, especially in the commercial space, I mean, this is like the top ask we're getting. And with, you know, Project Evo, I mean, the joint innovation here is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, we're really excited about the work we're doing on Intel Authenticate and the integration of that technology with Windows Hello. We're going to strengthen the identity protection of the PC. We're going to combine the strength of software and hardware to protect against malware and identify all the information breaches that we see happening around the world. And importantly, we're going to remove the burden of passwords. Nobody can remember their passwords. We're going to make this experience way more personal and secure. And so we're just super excited, Terry.
Yeah. I mean, thanks. I really appreciate you coming. I mean, our teams have done some incredible work on Project Evo so far, and I just really look forward to the continued partnership.
Thank you so much, Terry. We can't wait to collaborate with all of you guys to make the future happen. So thanks a lot, Terry.
Awesome. Now, with the work we're doing with Project Evo and Intel, we are building the opportunity for you to create a new wave of devices. Create with Intel Silicon and Windows 10. Now next, let's talk about something that more and more of our customers have been asking for. innovation for the mobile PC. We've been working with Intel to improve the portability and connectivity of the PC, making really incredible progress. Slimmer, more efficient, and innovative form factors like the 2-of-1 are really bringing growth to our entire ecosystem. But there is an increasing demand for cellular support, for cellular connectivity support. Our customers define the benefit of the technology as feeling connected. From customers like students in school who are working part-time, increasingly involved in the community, they move fluidly from school to home, to the coffee shop, back to work, to the bus ride home again. For them, the PC plays a critical role, even as their environment constantly shifts. Like so many of our customers, they are asking to bring the power of the PC to the many places they are, with greater connectivity and battery life. In the next 4 years, we're expecting over 1 billion new internet users, expecting to connect to the internet for the first time. And the reach of cellular networks is a big part of the reason why. Cellular network speeds will increase 3 times by 2020, while costs will continue to go down. In the last 5 years, cellular data costs have already decreased by 30%. So now, as we look to faster and cheaper networks and increasing demand, we see a need to add new capabilities to Windows and to create opportunities for the entire Windows ecosystem. So first, let's take a look at how Windows 10 will change the way we help customers make the most of the air around them. First, we want customers to feel like connectivity is always within reach. They should see an opportunity to connect to a network, including cellular, and it should be as easy as using Wi-Fi. They should be able to select easily by data from a selection of operators and find a specific data plan that will fit their unique needs, and complete the purchase using their Windows Store account. We want to enable you to build devices with connectivity, but not hinder form factor design. To do that, we will be taking advantage of eSIM technology so you can build devices without an exposed SIM slot. So our customers can activate their plans right on their device. Lastly, we want to keep customers informed to the amount of data they have and how they are using it, giving them clarity as to which applications are using what data over the period of their plan, putting them in control of how they use networks, consume data, and manage their costs. Together, we're going to introduce a simple way for customers to take advantage of cellular networks. And now, to build devices with great cellular connectivity and improve battery life, we see an opportunity to grow our ecosystem. So I'm really excited to announce today that we are expanding our PC silicon partnerships with Intel and AMD by bringing Windows 10 to ARM with Qualcomm. We're excited that new Windows 10 devices will be powered by the Qualcomm Snapdragon processor. It brings with it the benefits of integrated cellular connectivity and great battery life. We are also bringing the incredible Windows app catalog, including x86 Win32 apps, through emulation. This gives the widest selection of full-featured apps on Windows 10 ARM devices. Let's take a look at the progress we've made with running Windows 10 on Qualcomm. So we have here an engineering device that Qualcomm built. It's really just built for the purposes of our engineers to work on this project. It's a touch device. You can see here it runs Windows 10 with the familiar start menu we know, great touch experience, very fast, very fluid. Now let's start by bringing up the system properties of this device. And you can see that it's running the Windows 10 Enterprise Insider Preview. It's run Qualcomm Snapdragon 820 processor, 4 gigabytes of memory, 64-bit ARM operating system. This has, it's the Enterprise Editions. Of course, you can domain join this PC if you wanted to, a very important feature for all of our enterprise customers and their manageability. Let's bring up the Task Manager, look up Performance tab. You can see here all four cores of the Qualcomm Snapdragon processor being used. So Windows 10 will take full capabilities of whatever silicon it runs on. You know, as successor chips have more cores or fewer cores, they'll all be taken advantage of as best possible by Windows 10. Let's bring up our Edge browser. You can see here great touch performance. But, you know, these devices, of course, will also support ink. Now, this engineering device did not have support for inking built in, so we went online and just bought this accessory. These devices have support for all of the Windows accessories. So here, as you can see here, you know, that's my doodling on this ink accessory here built right into the device. So full ink and touch support built right in. Now, one of the great tests of really the performance of any machine, oh, I jumped ahead. So I'm not going to show you that yet. I'm going to click here. It's playing a video. So you can hear, see the performance playing a full HD video, super smooth on this Windows 10 on Snapdragon. And now, let's go back here. One of the most popular apps for creators worldwide is Adobe Photoshop. What you saw me just run was the x86 Win32 Adobe Photoshop, unmodified, running on this Windows 10 on Snapdragon. And it's the full-featured Photoshop. So I can come here, filter, stylize. Let's stylize this Ninja Cat. Let's solarize it. I'm not even sure what that means, but it looks really cool. So you have the full Photoshop capabilities. And of course, you know, this is a Windows 10 device. We talked about gaming. So you can see here Halo Spartan Assault running in its full glory on this device, unmodified, running on the Windows 10 on Snapdragon. And last but not least, Microsoft Office. We'll be bringing the full Microsoft Office suite to Windows 10 on Qualcomm. You can see great performance of Microsoft Word, full fidelity Microsoft Office. So we've made some incredible progress to give you this option of using Snapdragon processors in your Windows 10 designs. And it really offers some incredible performance. Now to tell me more, please welcome Executive Vice President of Qualcomm, Cristiano Amon.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Good.
Very good.
This is ironic. You're the guy who wears the coat. I'm the guy that doesn't wear a coat. This is
yes. This is not the productivity version of Qualcomm.
All right.
Okay. So we're super excited to be here. I think maybe it's fair to say we've all been anxiously waiting for this moment. I think us and all of our partners probably been waiting for this moment for a long time, since I probably joined Qualcomm. Qualcomm's going to be a great addition to the Windows ecosystem, and we're really committed to it. How you should think about it is, together with Microsoft, you should think about full mobility and cloud computing for the creators, whatever you are. Now, the best part of this is the full compatibility with Windows 10 will finally enable the best of Qualcomm and the best of Microsoft on the same device. So we're really happy about that.
Now, how do you think about the benefits for our customers and our partners? You know, what does this mean for device creators?
Well, of course, we're going to say that amazing devices. You know, when we think about our silicon, I think one of the things we have been doing is integrating high performance and high efficiency computing, plus connectivity, plus multimedia, in all in one chipset. And maybe that's the new definition of all in one from a silicon perspective. With this, if you think about, for example, the next Snapdragon 800, we can get gigabit class LTE, you know, gigabit speeds on LTE, best-in-class Wi-Fi, and should think about whether you're a consumer or business is about connected and productivity in every scenario. And then when you talk about the devices, of course, thin, light, maximum portability, and fanless for all-day connected computing. And for all of you here, you know, the smartphone was able to create such a large hardware ecosystem. All of this now can be leveraged to build PCs. Both the design as well as the ecosystem can now be all leveraged to build PCs with Windows 10. So we're very happy about the type of devices we can build together.
And what's the, you know, what's your longer term view going beyond these initial devices for how we're going to empower creators?
Look, what we think about this is, some of those devices now have been, you know, the device when a lot of consumer electronics use cases are coming in. Together with Microsoft, we can take all of those use cases straight to the PC. And about this collaboration, I think the fast pace of innovation of the mobile industry now combined with Microsoft and the power of Windows, I think will help us together in this collaboration redefine computing, the devices, and the use cases. And we're very excited about that. One last thing, Terry. We're committed to this with multiple chipsets and multiple devices. We're committed for the long term and actually to drive together maybe the transition of the PC with 5G speeds and more immersive use cases. And just one last thing. I think the demo you saw that Terry presented, this is like an HP device running on Snapdragon 821, you know, it's on Windows Phone. The same exactly device, same exactly chipset here is the one that you saw the demo today, unchanged. And that's our 14 nanometer Snapdragon 800. I can't wait to see how this is going to perform with our 10 nanometer Snapdragon 800.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
It's a big deal. Give me a hug. Thank you.
All right. So I can't wait to see the device designs this community will be able to deliver with Windows 10 running on the Qualcomm Snapdragon processors. And we look forward to seeing the new device, the new Windows 10 devices running on Snapdragon next year. So through our partnership with Qualcomm, our customers will be able to experience for the first time a Windows on ARM that offers them the Windows they know with all of the apps, peripherals, and enterprise capabilities they require on a truly mobile and always connected PC. And I want to close today by thanking you for all of your partnership and dedication to Windows customers. This amazing community that I am so honored to be part of has been at the forefront of many of the key advancements that have driven this industry forward. Every time someone instantly boots up Windows, seamlessly connects a USB device to their PC, joins a Wi-Fi network, connects to an external display or projector, interacts with their device with biometrics, touch, pen, or voice, pretty much everything, anything they do on device, we have this community to thank. Today is one of those special moments we will look back on as a pivotal time in the advancement of our industry. The software and hardware innovations we have seen today are going to position us all to continue to push the boundaries of what's possible so that together we can fulfill our mission to build technology that serves all of us by ensuring there are devices for each of us. Xie xie.